About this time of year, you start seeing Spurs gear in excess. Banners that say Go Spurs Go hang from tall buildings, and cars are decked with one or maybe two Spurs flags. It's almost as seasonal as Halloween, 4th of July, or even Fiesta decorations. For some, watching the games is as simple as that. But others take a more interactive, supernatural approach. The Friendly Spot on South Alamo is a common meeting place for fans on game nights. It's 4 hours before the game, and it's already packed with people waiting to watch it on a projector. Rebecca Casales is sitting with her family. She says she can't watch a game until the fourth quarter.
The other day they were down by, 10 points? Yeah. They were down by 10 points. And as soon as I got home, I went to the bathroom, changed, came back out, and they were up by 10 points. So to me now, what I do is I don't watch the game until the fourth quarter. So that's my good luck charm.
A few tables away is Dustin O'Connor and Molly Zelenka. O'Connor says that he has to sit in the same place for every game.
I can't get up in the middle of the game and leave and go somewhere else to finish the game. I have to watch the game in the same place the whole time.
Why is that?
Because if I move, they lose. And I don't like losing.
It's common for sports teams to have fans who have these dedicated rituals. But there's a common ritual among the religious or spiritual that's catching fire. Literally, among some diehard Spurs fans. Lighting a candle. Papa Jim's Botanica caters to those with all types of candle needs. The store is filled with incense, spiritual talismans, and rows upon rows of tall candles with a visage of religious figures like saints and the Virgin Mary. Manager Yulia Gomez says they've been selling anywhere from 25 to 100 themed Spurs candles per day.
A lot of people, they just need something to believe in. And at this time, the Spurs fans, they already know, you know, what they can come get.
The candle's about 10 inches tall, covered in blue paper with a basketball and the words Go Spurs Go and instructions on how to use it, especially for any money pools or bets.
It's going to have on here to put the score basically they want, so they're able to do that as well. And then a lot of people use them not just for the Spurs to help the team, but in case, you know, they're doing like pot, anything like that, that also helps for that purpose. So they would put that on there.
Several local artists have begun to create their own customized Spurs candles. At the Pearl on Broadway is a boutique called Le Elenia that sells retro and vintage clothing and knickknacks. Keeping with the local culture, they also sell candles. In contrast to Papa Jim's, however, this Spurs candle has the word Protección written on it, with a skeleton wearing a Spurs jersey with the number of one of the team members. Amanda Millette, who works at the store, says here there's also been a high demand.
Even like selling really well here, people come in and ask us about the candles, and we have people who buy like 3 or 4 of them at a time.
Next door, Melissa Guetta's Latin Kitchen is another version of the Spurs candle. Owner Melissa Guetta says after seeing the popularity, she signed up to sell one designed by local artist Robert Tatum.
They have die-cut stickers with a praying pair of hands that say Spurs on it, and everybody likes them because they're clean, they're very classic, and they're not usually what you see in like your grocery store candle. It's just a pure, clean light and a very clear message. Gotta pray for our Spurs.
Tatum, the artist, says that they were originally designed to be a promotion at bars for a shirt he has with a similar logo, but adds that the candle is creating a unity.
It's bringing all different cultures together, and guys, girls, and different nationalities and different faiths, and a sport can do that. That's pretty strong, you know.
Now, it may not be hard science, but maybe there is something to this candle business. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.